Manifest. The Cambridge Dictionary declared it 2024's Word of the Year. But what if I told you this word carries a secret, one that could change your life or lead you astray? By the end of this video, you'll uncover a mystery most people never see. Today, we're uncovering the mystery of manifestation. You've seen the term everywhere, but do you really understand what's behind it? Stick around, because what you discover might just shock you. Manifestation, it's the buzzword of the year, a promise of control over your own destiny. Celebrities and influencers like Dua Lipa, Gabby Thomas, and Simone Biles have made the practice a trending topic. Although manifest has multiple definitions, the meaning associated with its rise in popularity is to use methods such as visualization and affirmation to help you imagine achieving something you want in the belief that doing so will make it more likely to happen. But not all manifestation is what it seems. Let's hear what Joseph Z has to say about things manifesting in this day and age.
Well, you know, sometimes the natural things we see, they speak of the invisible. You know, this natural world is an extension of the spirit world. And so when you see things that are trying to manifest in the culture, manifest in society, good or bad, many times it's a representation of what's going on in the spirit realm. This is so important. One of the things I began to see, and I'm praying about this, is I saw two forms of deviant prophetic voices that are going to manifest more and more. Two deviants, two types. One, there's the John the Baptist type, which, you know, we both know that the John the Baptist type is great. We want John the Baptist to rise up. We want John the Baptist to stand up and offend the institutions and shake them to repentance. He's a deviant. It's what he does. He doesn't fit in well. He doesn't play well with others. But then there's a second type of deviant prophetic voice. Those that are prophesying out of their own soul, out of their own ideology, and out of their own worldview. Yes, there are things being fulfilled, but we also have to take a very big grain of salt and be humble, because we need to realize some of the experts of the law didn't get it right the first time. And we're here on the last of the last days. But I believe Census Plenier says we could have a deeper, fuller meaning. We could be seeing prophetic events manifesting that will continue to manifest, and they'll kind of be like they repeat themselves over and over again until the Lord actually returns. So John, it could be that although we're at the last of the last days and Jesus could return right now while we're on this broadcast, he could. We could also be seeing a very long season of time in front of us. So we need to build like it. We need to work like it. We need to honor the Lord Jesus in this time that we're living in. That's what I believe.
On one side, there's a seductive power that claims to put you in the driver's seat. On the other, a divine truth that aligns you with something far greater. The difference? It's the key to this mystery. Let's begin with the dark side, New Age or demonic manifestation. It promises power through alignment with the universe, affirmations, and rituals. But here's the twist. That power doesn't come free. What's the cost? Stay with me. The Bible warns us in 2 Corinthians 11:14 that even Satan can appear as an angel of light. Practices that seem harmless might be doors to forces you can't control. But there's another side, a hidden, ancient truth. Biblical manifestation. It's not about your power, but unlocking God's promises. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 holds a clue. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. This isn't just a practice, it's a partnership. Biblical manifestation is about faith, obedience, and divine alignment. But how does it work? The answer lies in what we call prophetic manifestation. Prophetic manifestation brings God's word to life in ways that you can't orchestrate. It's not a method, it's a mystery. A mystery that begins when you surrender. Let's hear what Alan DiDio has to say about the Holy Spirit manifesting.
This word is being used more than ever, manifest. We're going to see demonic manifestation. We're going to see iniquity and sin manifest. But what if the church got a hold of that word and said, we are going to create an atmosphere conducive to the manifestation of the Holy Spirit, who is smarter than every AI model out there, who has more insight, wisdom, strength, power, anointing than the enemy, because greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. Tell the people, this is what the Sovereign Lord says, I will put an end to this proverb that says, prophetic words aren't coming to pass, and you will stop quoting it. Now give them this new proverb to replace the old one, the time has come for every prophecy to be fulfilled? What if it's time for the manifestation of every prophetic word that's been spoken over your life to be fulfilled in 25? This is the year to see the manifestation of every promise that God has given you. Manifest.
And sometimes God's signs and wonders manifest in ways that leave us in awe. For example, Pastor Brian Gibson shared an incredible story of gold dust and holy oil manifesting in his church.
There's so many testimonies, we're forgetting about the miracles now. So we're trying to do due diligence to make sure somebody's journaling, you know, the testimonies when they come back in, because you don't want to lose. You want to celebrate appropriately what God has done. It's just been amazing. But there have been some odd manifestations too. My dad reports, man, your dog is totally healed. I don't know what's happened. His leg is no longer broken. It touched my dad and my dad got born again. So my dad got born again because some prophet manifested a bizarre manifestation, right? Gave a word of knowledge and God healed a dog. There's going to be so many people make fun of me for this story, but I'm telling you, it's, I was there. It happened. It's the power of God. So I haven't seen those manifestations for about 20 years. But they started showing up at our church again. And gold would start just, I don't know, it's like gold dust, gold, whatever you want to call it. You know, I shouldn't even call it gold because I haven't like taken in, haven't tested. I'm just telling you, it shows up everywhere.
And
I wouldn't even
collect it?
I haven't collected it, but I've collected some of the stuff that comes in like
okay.
That. Yeah. I mean, people pick it up and carry it out all the time, this stuff. And it comes thicker at times. So I wouldn't even talk about it because I know, you know, the kind of like harassment and what people are going to say. And it is hard to explain.
Yeah. And you don't want your church to become that destination.
That's not what I want. I'm a gospel preacher, right? So, you know, guys that have like deliverance ministries, I'm not that guy. I'm a gospel preacher. So do I cast out devils? Yeah. Am I a healing guy? No, I'm a gospel guy. So when I preach the gospel, people get healed. So for me, gospel is center. And these other manifestations, they happen because when you preach the gospel, stuff happens, right? Signs and wonders, follow them that believe. So other manifestations happen too, like oil will just show up and pour out of people's hands. And pretty amazing manifestation of the Spirit. And some people will say, well, what is the purpose? I'll give you an example. I think it's God showing that he can break into the now anytime he wants to, right? And then I think when people get hungry enough for God, the atmosphere gets thinner. The Celtic Christians talked about a thin place, right? They would even dedicate places of prayer. They would say it was a thin place. And the idea was the veil between man and God has gotten thin. When I think about heaven, I think about a place with streets paved with gold. I think about a crystal sea. I think about gemstones. I think about all this stuff that's beautiful. I think maybe the veil gets thin enough, a little bit of heaven blows into the atmosphere. And that's what you're seeing. Let your kingdom come, your will be done on earth. I mean, that's what we've been praying.
As it is in heaven, yeah.
Yeah, so that's the best I can explain and do with it. Now, I'll say this, the oil thing, I had a buddy, and oil started, like, it would pour out of my, it still pours out of my hands when I preach and stuff. And almost always, if I'm ministering, there's oil in the palms of my hands now. And it's hard on suits, but it's a glorious manifestation. But I had a buddy, I was telling him, I was getting ready to preach for him. I said, man, I got this oil's been showing up in my meetings.
These are not just random occurrences. They're biblical signs pointing to God's glory and presence. These moments remind us of the miraculous nature of God. In the Bible, signs and wonders often accompanied the move of God, a testament to his power and holiness. But how do we ensure we're experiencing true, divine wonders and not counterfeit manifestations? How do you tell the difference? It's simpler than you think. Here are three clues. What is its source of power? New Age practices draw from self or unknown forces. Biblical manifestation draws from the creator of the universe. Purpose. One feeds your desires, the other fulfills God's divine plan. Process. New Age skips submission and obedience. Biblical manifestation thrives on both. Manifestation isn't just a concept, it's a choice. A choice to partner with darkness or with light. Matthew 6:33 gives us the ultimate key. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Thank you for watching. If this video has sparked something in you, don't stop here. Dig deeper, and remember, the greatest mysteries aren't solved, they're revealed. Make sure you subscribe, and we'll see you next time.